starting the new Gemara, Hey Amud Beis, more about the Inyana B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. Here we're going to talk about the details about how much the Shliach has to see in order to properly make this declaration. Now keep in mind that we're going to see the words Gishma coming up in the Gemara. We do know that there's a Shita of Rava and a Shita of Rava. According to Rava, the Edus has to do with Gishma. They're also the Takin B'Fanei for the sake of Enedim Tzuyin Kaimo, but it really is also in order to get that information about Lishma. According to Rabba, remember, seemingly Lishma is not relevant as much as just knowing that the star, the get, is not forged. The fact that we should find a nichtab is, as we said, asi lechufei, that you shouldn't come to make a mistake, that kiyum stars could be the edachot. And yet, we see indications here that the focus is on Lishma, and this is going to become a major issue in the Rishonim as far as how to paskin, because of the nafkaminas that we know between Rabba and Rabba, right? Whatever nafkaminas are left after Rabba is the Rabba. So we know that if there's no concern of Eidim Tzuyin L'Kaimo, we would still need B'Fanei according to Rabba. We wouldn't need according to Rabba. So we have to know ultimately how to paskin, and this is one of the Gemaras that is brought by the Rishonim to try to prove that perhaps Hilchos is Rabba, and then we'll have to know how to answer. So keep this in mind as we go forward in the lines of the Gemara. So the Gemara, the following story. Barhedya, Boi, Lasuye, Gita. Barhedya wanted to bring a get, meaning as a shliach l'holacha. Also, l'kamei d'Rab Achi, Rabbi Mimuna Agiti. He came before Rab Achi, who was supervising Gita. What does that mean exactly? Let's take a look for a second in Rashi. Rashi says, also l'kamei d'Rab Achi, ba'osa ha'ir, sh'ayim koskin oso. In the city that they were writing the get, Mimuna Agiti, the Kaimalan, Kalisha'eno Yidea, Betib Gitin, the Kedushin, Lo Yehego Esek Imahen. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the first parak, that if you don't know well the halachas of Gitin, the Kedushin, you should not be involved. Bahabu Manu Gaber Rabba, Laruya, Hechenabit. So there used to be a person who pointed, who knew halachas well of Gitin, the Kedushin, and anytime you had to Mesader, a get, or a Kedushin, you would have that individual who would have the knowledge. In terms of the deal question, Rashi, it seems to me that if you look at the Ran, you see that there's something maybe not precise in the way that it's set up in the Lashon. What is the first Rashi saying? Also, Kamed Rav Achi Ba'osa Yershe Kosvin Oso, he came to him in that city. I saw in the Ran, he's not quoting Rashi literally, but it sounds like he's patterning after Rashi. The way that it reads in the Ran is as follows. Just to read you from the Lashon Aran. Barhelya boy lasi gita, also coming Rav Ami, this is Rav Ami, the Havi Mimuna Agiti, but also ha'ir, so he calls me also, umishum the kaimalan, the koshi agam to give the condition of Yesaki Moem, having man and gaba rabba lui hechenabit. What I see in the Rad is that the words ba'osa ha'ir belong after Mimuna Agiti. So I don't know, somehow the way we have our Rashi, The words Ba'osa'ir are mentioned after Rav Achi. If you would just take the two Dibra Maskils and merge them together, I think it would sound much better to the ear. And that's what it is in the Ran. So it would read as if it's one Dibra Maskil. Also, Kamed Rav Achi da Munagiti. Now Rashi's comment begins. Rashi says, Ba'osa'ir, he was Munagiti Ba'osa'ir. The Ba'osa'ir is not going on the word Rav Achi, it's going on Mimunagiti. It was Mimunagiti. Where was he Mimunagiti? Mimunagiti in the city that they wrote the get because of the halacha that you shouldn't be involved unless you know the halacha. So I think that reads a lot better. But Lamaisa, this is why he went to Rav Achi or Rav Ami, because they had to be supervised for this the shlichus of the get. So now the get is being written and the shliach Barhedya is present. And now he's going to get instructions from Rav Achi as far as what exactly is his responsibility as a shliach l'olach. So now, Amale, so Rav Achi told him, Sarach atalamud al ko osvos. You have to be present to see every letter of the get being written. This is what Rav Achi, as it says here in Gemara, told him. The requirement for a nechta for a nechtam is mamish, literal. In other words, he has to see the entirety of the get being written. Then, also kamed Rav Ami Bravasi. He came later to Rav Ami Bravasi. So before it was Rav Achi, now it's Rav Ami Bravasi. And they said otherwise. What did they tell him? Amri lei lo tzvichas. You don't need to see the entire get being written. Rashi says, Ela b'shita achas. You need only to see one line and see the significance of the one line. If you're going to say, well, let me do more, let me try to be machmir to see the entire tzivas again, that's not appropriate. Why? Nimsa to motzi laza kitim harishonim. That would be a way of casting aspersions on all the gittim that have been done earlier in earlier generations, because they did not always have the shliach seeing the entire get being written. And therefore, you don't want to be more machmir to create the sense that everyone else had gittim that were pasul. So therefore, better not to be machmir. This is an inyan in halacha you find sometimes, that it might be better not to be machmir because it could create the impression that those who were mekel have a problem, a major problem on their hands. So this is why he told him not to be machmir. So we have here a question whether it's necessary, as Rav Achi said, to see entire get written, or it's sufficient to see one shita. Now, what is the significance of shita achas? So Rashi says, Rashi says shita achas without explaining. Lo tzricha. So what do you need to see? Rashi says shita achas. What is the significance of shita achas? So Rashi here doesn't say much. Rashi in the second parak where this is quoted. Let's just read one more line. It says Rabbi Barachana Isigita Pagla Ichta Kame Pagalotiv Kame. Rabbi Barachana brought a get. He was a shliach a get. Half of it was written, not the entire get. Also, coming Rabbi Lazar, Amalei Afilo Kasabo El Shita Achas Lishma Shuvein Etzarech. So Rabbi Lazar ruled for him that you only need Shita Achas, and he added the word Lishma. Keep that in mind. Shita Achas Lishma, that's all that you need. So before it just says you don't need to see everything. It doesn't say how much. Rashi says Shita Achas because of the next story in the Gemara. The next story in the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar ruled Shita Achas. So what is the significance of Shita Achas? Here, apparently, Machokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, in the second parak, the Gemara quotes this statement, Rabbi Lazar, that we just read, that even Shita Achas Lishma is enough. So this comes up in the first mishnah of the second parak, Tavtezvav. The mishnah talks about a case where the person said, the shliach said, "Bifanei nechtav chetzio, and bifanei nechtav kula." So what does chetzio mean? It's no good if it's pasul. If bifanei nechtav chetzio is not going to work, says the Gemara. Which chetzi is it that we're talking about that it's a pasul get? Says the Gemara, "Hey chetzio." See the Gemara on Tesvav Amirav. Ilei mechetzio risho. If it means that he saw the first half, that's the lesson with Chetzio Rishon, but Amar Belazar, this is what we have in our Gemara, Filo Kasa Bo Shita Achas Lishma Shubin Etzarech. So you only need Shita Achas Lishma. So how could it be a problem in the Mishnah here, the second parak? Says the Gemara, must mean Chetzio Acharon. Amar Be'alam Rashi Chetzio Acharon. So the Chetzio Rishon he did not testify about, but only the Chetzio Acharon, that's a problem. But if he testified on Chetzio Rishon, then Shita Achas is enough. What is Shita Achas? Says Rashi. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Shita Rishona Sheba Shema Ish Vaisha Vazman. So Rashi makes it clear that what we're discussing is all the main aspects of the get that we talk about when we say the Torah, which needs the Shema. So that is all within the Shita Achas. Shita Achas means Shema Ish Ve'isha Ve'azman. Now, Rashi omits maybe another thing that needs to be Lishma. Does anyone know? What else needs Lishma? The Gemara says in Daf Chavav, I believe. You need Hareyat Muteris Echoladim also to be Lishma. So Rashi, for some reason, doesn't say that, but it could be Rashi will mean that as well. That the Iker Get is the Shita Achas, and all of the main aspects of the Get are on that first line. So for Rashi, the reason why it's sufficient with Shita Achas is because when you made it on Shita Achas, Lishma, you've covered your bases with all that needs Lishma. The rest of the get doesn't need Lishma, and therefore it's enough to say Lishma, the Fani Nechtav, on what is Shita Achas. This is how Rashi seems to understand it. And again, Rebbe Kesel Chaladim Rashi didn't address it explicitly, but maybe you have to say that the one line was a very long line, and it had that as well. How does Tosis learn here differently? Tosis by us, the bottom Tosis. I feel a kasabo shita achas perush. So ra ela shita rishona. He only saw the first line, the mistama sima lisma. So what does it sound like from Tosfos? That there definitely are things that are not contained in the Shita Achas that require lisma. However, he doesn't have to have seen that written lisma because he can assume, based on what he saw, that what they continued to do and needing that needs lisma was done lisma. So Chor Rashi did not learn that way. Rashi learns that the Shita Achas that Rabbi Elazar says is sufficient is because you saw everything that you need to say about lisma. Now, the fact that it says lisma, obviously this would indicate that we're discussing the Indian of the Fani Nechta for the sake of lisma. Now, we know that Shitas Rabba, right, Rabba Hosea Takana was not based on lisma. So really, we can ask the following question, simply on the Mishnah that we just read in the second parent. What is the reason that you need the Fani Nechta according to Rabba? It's only Shelo Eser Lechufe. So, Memela, the question could be simple. Why do you need to say Fani Nechtav on Chetzio, on Shita Achas, and that would be Kusher, as opposed to if you said Fani Nechtav Chetzio Acharon, right, then it would be no good. Either way, you're adding something you didn't need to add, and it would be enough to suffice for Lo Lesi Lachufe. Maishna Chetzio Yishma Chetzio Acharon. Who asked this Kasha? We've seen the kasha before, right? Where have we seen that kasha? Where do we see that kasha? Why is Chetzio Acharon any worse according to Rabbah than Chetzio Rishon? Either way, you accomplish what Fani Nechtav is meant to accomplish. It's not going to come to confuse this with Kim Shtar's Beit Echad. Where do we see the kasha before? Remembers? Tosus Dav Gimel Menav. Excellent. Tosus says, Dibra Hamasko Asu Lachufe. Take a look back at Tosus there. Also, who gives us the alma, the imtoma, kevan the ein sarach lom fani nechtav el mishin mechufe, and my pasuk of reish peren beis fani nechtav chesio acharon tefei mechesio rishon. Why is it a difference? Either way, you're doing something extra to create a hecker. So what's the difference? What part you're saying fani nechtav? Tosus gives the teres yeshloma the chesio rishon yesh bo shema ish ve'ish abiyas man shul ikra get min kara milsa blasil chufe. So Chetzio Rishon has the main aspects of the get. Now, here Tosus says, Shema Ish Vaisha Vyazman. I don't know. Tosus Vaya sounds like the Shita Achas, you know, is, I don't know, less Chetzio Rishon means more than the Shita Achas. But the Maisa, here Tosus says, you have Shema Ish Vaisha Vyazman. You could say it means most of the Torah, maybe. But because it's more of an Iker, that's where Asur Chufe has a validity. If you say Fani Nechtav on a part that's a tougher part of the get, not the main crux of the get, so Tosfos seems to be saying the heker is not as much, even though you do add words that you wouldn't have otherwise said, but it would not accomplish the heker. The heker has to be on a part of the get that's considered the chashav part of the get, the ikar part of the get. That's the Chor Tosfos pshat. That, in other words, in terms of Asur Lechufe, you need to have the edus Fani Nechtav on what is considered to be more chashav in the get. Okay, but as far as being made lishma is concerned, from this Tosus it would sound like, the way that we're learning up, it's not that you really need to be made lishma per se, you just have to be made b'fanei nechtav. Right? You just have to be made on the part of the get that's considered the main part of the get. Now the lashon over here in Tosus that shita achas is sufficient is mistama sima lishma. So that's not necessarily rab. When Tosus says sima lishma, he's going mistama according to rab. And when Tosus is saying a daf gimel, that it's just about being made on what's considered an ikar haget, that's according to Rava. It could very well be for Tosus that the edus fani nechtav doesn't even need to establish simo lishma, because that's not necessary for Rava. All you need for Rava is a hechet timtza, that your edus is something that's going to be nikar, that it's not going to lead to a chufe. So what's considered an edus that's nikar, that's going to create a heker, only if you're made on the part of the get, that's the ikar part of the get. But not that you need to assume sima lishma. You don't need to be made lishma at all. So Tosus Dav Gimel is going according to Rava. According to Rava, it's not because sima mistama sima lishma. It's simply because the Fani Nechtav Chetzio Rishon is considered more of a substantive part of the get that creates lo lesi lechufe. Whereas our Sugya Tosus will learn, at least Rabbi Elazar's statement, which says, Shitachas Lishma, Tosus reads that within Rabba. So according to Rabba, it's not about Asir Lechufe. According to Rabba, it's about the Meir Lishma. So then, where's the Eidus Lishma and Shitachas? So it's not going to happen necessarily all the information. So Tosus says, Misnava Sima Lishma. That's the Pasha Pshan Tosus. The Tosus before is going according to Rabba. So you don't need to be made on Lishma. You don't have to say Sima Lishma because you don't need to be made on Lishma at all. So here is learning with Rabbi Lazar, who talks about the Shema. So Tosfos Mistama Sima Lishma. Again, we have according to Rashi, the point of our Gemara is that not because Mistama Sima Lishma, but because you said everything you need to say about what needs Lishma, because it's all in the Shita Achas. This is B'chara according to Rashi. What do we have beyond that? Rabashi takes it a step further. So we have so far Rav Achi thought he has to see everything. Then we had Rami Rabasi says, no, you don't need to. You don't need Motzilaz and Gitna Marishonim. You shouldn't be Machmir. And Rashi explains you only need Shita Achas. And so was Rabbi Lazar's ruling to Rabbi Barbachana that you just need Shita Achas. And Shita Achas for Rashi means all the things that need the Shema. For Tosus, it's enough to be able to assume that it was finished with Shema as well. Rabashi goes further. Rabashi Yama, Afilu, Kan komisa b'kan megilta. What does this mean? Not even the Shita Achas. So Rashi has two perushim. Afilu shama kan komisa b'kan megilta. Tikun hakomis b'akraf. Shama kishetiknu lishma kishechotchin also machlikin also. So you have a quill and you have a parchment that the guy's going to be written on, and he heard that. They had to adjust the kumas. They had to make sure that it was the reed was in a position that it could actually write, that the ink was where it was, and the parchment was cut to size. All those details that are the hachana to the ksiva. We're not talking about the actual ksiva. These are tikkun hakumas de'akraf to make sure that the pen is working and it's ready to use, and the klaf is all ready to be written on. So he heard that those tikkunim were done with Shema. In other words, he heard them say the shame, this woman and this bow, when they're making it already. That's enough to be able to say the Fanei Nechtav, even though he didn't actually see or hear anything about the actual tziva. Let's just pause for a second. This pshat of Rashi, l'chayra, what's the word? Why is that good enough? L'chayra, that means he didn't actually see evidence of the Lishma of the Ksivas Haget. How could that be enough? So how could this work according to Rashi? So I think for here you have no choice but to fall back on what Tosus said before. You know, what did Tosus say by the Pshat of Shita Achas? That Mistama Sima Lishma, that once you know that the beginning of the writing was Lishma, then whatever is left to write Lishma was always, you can assume, was done Lishma. Over here, you didn't even see the first letter, so how come you can assume it's Lishma? Because once you know that they were preparing the klaf and the kumis, and they said the shame, this man and this woman, so you can assume that the ksiva saget that followed was also Lishma. So here, Rashi will have to learn like Tosfos, right? So then you wonder, why did Rashi have to say differently before? Why did Rashi have to assume that the Shita Achas, as Rashi says in the second parak, had to do with the entirety of what needs Lishma? Why couldn't it be like Tosfos said? That it was just whatever got into Shita Achas was not everything that needs Lishma, but once you know that was Lishma, you can go further. So why did Rashi have to learn the other way? Maybe the pshat is that if Tosfos Svar was right, then Rashi would say that it shouldn't have to even be the Shita Achas. Then he should have agreed to Rav Ashi. Why would he only say Shita Achas? If you're going to go with this idea of Mistama Sima Lishma, then even Hachana for the Ksiva, once you heard Lishma at that point, that should be enough to assume that the rest of the get, when the get was written, was Lishma. Why do you have to say Shita Achas at all? What would be the Machlokas? It should be, everyone should be Kankumisa. So therefore Rashi learns, and until now, Rabbi Lazar did not assume that Svara of Mistama Sima Lishma. So he was assuming that you have all you need in the Eidus of Shita Achas, because the Lishma is contained in Shita Achas. Rav Ashi is Machadesh, this new Svara, that Mistama Sima Lishma. So then according to that Svara, it doesn't even have to start with the first letter or the first line. It can start with Achan as well. Maybe that's what Rashi learns the way he does before. This is one pshat of Rashi. We're still seeing in the Rashi, you have to know, how do you know that the actual sav later on of the get was the same sav that he was speaking about when they were preparing the sav? Maybe the sav was a different sav. You have to know also that the sav was identical. So we'll see in the Rashi. This is one pshat in Kan Komis al Kan Megild. Vili Nira, a second pshat, different pshat. Kan Komisar means Kol HaKumus Kishu Kosei V'Kol HaYiriyak Shehu Nishma Kimisha Amar Kan Kan V'Istigayasi Kal Komisar. According to this, it doesn't mean the tikkun, the preparation of the quill and the parchment. Rather, it is the sound itself that it was writing, and so again, what did you hear? You heard the sound of the writing of the get, and that is good enough. Right, that's good enough to be made on the Shema. We have to know more about this. What exactly is this based on? Meanwhile, let's just look at the Gemara again as one unit. The Chayra, a number of indications in this Gemara that halacha should be like Rabbah. Now, from the very beginning of the Gemara, this idea that you need lokas v'shita achas l'shma shaben etzarech, the Chayra is mashma that it's about l'shma. And the fact that you can, what was tikkun akumis v'aklach? What's that about? How can that be an indication of what that there was a ksiva? That's considered according to Rabbah, how does it work? So Rashi says kishama kishetiknu l'shma. The next piece of Gemara, which we haven't read yet, l'chor, is also an indication that the issue has to do with l'shma. So what would you say l'chor as far as paskening? What should be the halacha? Should halacha be like Rabba or like Rabba? So the Raya Tiyadua, the Raya says that this Gemara L'chara is a Raya that we should pasken like Rabba. The Ramban has an arichas here. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Ramban, it says maybe we can be dolcha the Raya. Let's look at the Ramban. I started from where is it in the Ramban I gave you? Yeah. The Ika the Kashale, right? That's from there, right? Yeah, the Ika the Kashale, me uvda de barhedya. The boy la siya gita. Vamoy rabachoy, tzorach delam yakoz va'os. The afag of the less hilchos hakavas say masma d'lishmanak boy karab. So the first kasha, the story begins with Rav Acha who said you need everything. So why do you need everything? According to Rava, asir achufe should be enough not to do everything. It's only the main part, for example. So the fact that there was one shita that started out saying you need everything, chur that already is a raya like Rava. He doesn't want to assume that you can extrapolate from one part to the rest. He needs every part to be testified about, so that must be like Rabba. That's one kasha. That's the second indication from the Gemara that, right, that lishma is what's necessary. And then, so the Gemara is going to say that there's a habamina that someone else may have in between told him to write a get and he wrote it to someone else. So the Ramban has to try to be miyashiv here, the sugya l'fi rava, that really we can pass him like rava. Now the reason this is necessary is because the riff seems to say that halacha is kerava. So in defense of the riff, we have to try to figure out. The Ravid Hasag essentially is a saga on the riff. The riff, Paskins, I'm just going to read it from the Lashon HaRif here. In Dapei Riff, it says, the Sugyan Kirava, and he doesn't tell you why. But some explain because the Gemara keeps asking Kashas on Rava, right? Constantly. So if you look at the back, in the riff, the Sugyan Kirava, it says in very beginning, right? Very beginning, after the Gemara, Sugyan Kirava. So here you have the Arichas, the Hasagas, the Ravid al Arif, all the Ravids, Hasagas, probably from this Gemara, and then the Sefer Aschus is the Ramban underneath. So we're reading from the Chiddush Ramban. Says the Rabban, V'ragel ani loma. So what he used to say is as follows. The afagab, the less lay the rabba, even though rabba doesn't agree to rabba of lishma, the litzvech loma v'nechta v'nechta mishum chashash lishma, he doesn't require the funai because of a chashash lishma, el esvira leifish idim sing lekaimo, I think we once saw this, Rabban Avosai, that the edus of asur l'chufei has to speak to the din l'shma from Rabba as well. If you need l'shma, then the lesser l'chufei was to be made l'shma. And therefore, it has to be an Eidus Gemura. Whatever needs Lishma, you have to talk about it. Become Sarach Shei Eidus Amesha Amar, Eidus Gemura, Vahayna Lishma, Leman Debar, Yitzhiva Lishma. The law Mishum Nisha Choshu Eina Bekiyim. Not that we're Be'etzim Choshish, because, for example, Dabi Makam Shei Eidim Tzim L'Kaimo, Ein Sarach L'Makum, right? If there's no reason to be attacking because of Rava's reason, Eidim Tzim L'Kaimo, they weren't attacking because of Lishma. We're not Choshish. But so Rabban is saying that the asur l'chufei has to be a proper edus. You're not stam saying words for the sake of saying words. You have to say something of consequence. Now, if lishma was not a halacha that you need lishma, then obviously it's not relevant to talk about something that's not halachically of consequence. But if lishma is required, it's just that we ordinarily are not choshesh for lishma. But if you want to comply with the takana of lesser l'chufei, you have to say something that is in fact meaningful. You have to be made on lishma. The kevan she'ein osa edus ma'ila klum, harei k'mi she'ena. If it's not sufficient to tell me what I need to know about lishma, it's not proper edus. Hilkach, b'shem gzeira demas l'chufei b'shashtar, z'tzlichu sh'yom v'nechta b'lishma. And therefore, this would be the answer, of course, not just to our Gemara, but to Tosis Kash and Daf Gimel, right? Tosis Gaf Gimel, why is the funny nechta of chetzio acharon any worse than chetzio rishon? Because according to Rava, also, you have to testify on the edus of lishma, k'dei shelo lesi l'chufei. That's what Rabban is saying here. If you have to write, let's say, the entire Yelishma. And also he adds, there's two things here. Number one, if you don't say the Befani Nechta about everything that needs Lishma, it's Mishan Nadeya, because Achamim wanted you to be made an Eidus Gemura, that's number one. And number two, that if it's not going to be an Eidus Hamo'eles, it's Asur L'chufei as well. In other words, it's going to ultimately fall through the cracks as Asur L'chufei. You have to say an Eidus Hamo'eles, only then is it not going to be Asur L'chufei. And the first point is, it's Mishan and Madbeah. The Achamim want you to do it a certain way. The Ramban goes on. I gave you more of it, so we'll see. L'maisa, okay, you'll see the paragraph, the Ikasha, the Kovitz has some, as you try to do it, how many people saw that paragraph, the Ikasha? So if I know my Kovitz, I know if yours is better, it's mamish backwards, Rabba and Rabba. If it threw you off, it's because it's mamish not, there's a mamish mistake in the words. I'll read it with you. You see what I mean. If you struggled with it, I'm with you. I realize myself, Pashit, it's backwards. We'll read it together. The ikasha, the hachsvar vidan. So according to what I just told you, what about the following? Hadak shinul kaman. We had later a question. Talks about the ways in which get shichrur and get isha are similar. Va'iga lishma. So why not mention another example that they're shaveh? Kiti nashim shichrur yavadim ha-shaveh gadu lishma. So now, Bishlama, what should it say? Bishlama, what does it say by you? Of course, absolutely. So we read it the way it's supposed to be corrected. You can make your corrections on the margin. Bishlama l'rabba, haino melechumeid. Abel le Rava Kash. Now, according to Rava, why not mention another halacha of Lishma? That's the Gemara. Ask the Ramban now on that Gemara. The Ikid Varenu. If we are correct, that according to Rava, it also boils down to an Eidus in the Fanei Nechtav of Lishma. Because the Takana was less of the Chufe, they were attacking, you need an Eidus on Lishma. Is the Rava Nami, Mishum Lishma, Ika? But after the Ika Mishum Kim again, Umay Kashle le Rava, right? Fame the Rava. This is correct. This part is correct. Umay Kashle le Rava, Fame the Rava. The Rava Nami, now the Rava Nami, you should say, right? No, the Rava Nami Mishum Kim again. What's to say? The Rava Nami Mishum Kiyum Aget. I'm not sure what those words mean. The Kasha is that according to Rava as well, it is Nichal and Malach Umeidi. That's his point. If I'm correct that you're being made Mamish on Lishma, then it comes down to what we already mentioned. The same way according to Rava is okay. It's not a problem. It's not a problem according to Rava either. Iko Lameimar. So he says Pshat. Came to be called Malkum. There's a total difference. La Mishum Lishma Iskut. It's not that the Takana was for Lishma. Eloki Hecha de Lulas Lechufe. Vafu Hecha de Lekal Mechas Mishum Lishma. Tarach Panei Nechta, because we're not really Choshesh. But they want you to say Panei Nechta, the Hecha de Lekal Mishum Kiyum. If you have no concern of Kiyum, lo Tarach Panei Nechta. Therefore, have a Lemisne Lishma. The Lishma, Eina Bechal Malchum Maybe. That's according to who? According to Rava. Now, here you have to change it again. Aval, to who is it Nicha? Le Rava Nicha. The Mishuma, who time is going to feel like Ika Ida Bekaimo. So the point is like this. The Gemara can ask the Kasha later that Ha'ika Lishma, according to Rava, but according to Rava is okay. And according to Rava, it's Mamish Nichla Imochu Medi, because the Takana Mochu Medi was the Takana for the sake of Lishma. According to Rabbi, the takana was for kiyum. If there's no need for kiyum, then there's no takana for lishma. The fact that the takana is l'chufe made you want to be on lishma is not sufficient grounds to say that it's nichal in mochum maybe, because mochum maybe was not niska mishum lishma, because if you don't have the concern of kiyum, you're not going to be mitakin b'fanei nechta. So this is the Ramban so far, the Ragu and the Loma. Maisa, the Ramban does fall away from this afterwards. So meanwhile, we have a mahalach here with regard to Tosis Kasha and Daf Gimel, and with regard to the sugya here, that maybe we could explain that even according to Rava, the sugya is not going to necessarily a problem. This particular sugya could still work with Rava as well. Now, the lashon of Gemara of Lishma, you still have to know, why did the Gemara say the words Lishma? So let's continue with the Ramban. The lashon of Gemara was, I feel what comes from Shita Achas Lishma. So look at the Ramban further. The truth is, I'm not so happy with what I just said. Aval ein mashek sheinu kusha. Why not? The afal gab de loch hashina lishma, tzarech lamod al kol os va'os. What was the first kasha? How could Rav Achi have required the shliach to stand for everything, to see everything? It must be because of Lishma. So it must be that it's a riot to Rabba. No, he says, now, after the Hashim Lishma, Sarah Chaim goes, oh, I'll Torah forget. Shem Enon Osa Kain Enon Yochan Fani Nichda, Babi Mishan Be'er Shtab HaChachamin, Vasinan Melchub Kim Shtarz. Shalom Omer Kim Shvon Nichda of Torfa, O Kul Befan of Enos Nichda of Kul. The Iker Ebus, Shekibu HaChachamin Mimena, Humash Om Fani Nichda, that's the Iker Ebus, Mishub Kim Aget, Vasinan Kim Shtarz. So the first shita of Rav Achi, he says, you need everything because l'maisa, you have to do what the Chum said. They said in front of Nechdav, so you have to do the entire tshiva. The imid Rav Elazar, the Amar, l'kasa. So the first shita of Rav Achi is not a kasha, because the takana was to see the whole thing. That's what he says now. Not because of what he said before, because you have to be made an Eidus Gemura, but because you have to be made on a tshiva. Then he said, what about the next line of the Gemara? The Imid Rabbi Laza Damalin Shuk of Rokasav El Pshitachas Lishma Shuvinet Sarach. So that sounds like we're discussing Lishma, like Rabba. Hachi Kamar Shuvinet Sarach Lamed Al Kol Os Ba Os Shekevan Shafiu Shilo Lishma Kasher Ena Bechal Aget. A second, so he wants to say, how does Rav Elazar fit into this? So it doesn't mean that you have to be meyid on lishma. You just have to be meyid on ksiva, right? Now he's falling away from what he said before. What's the lashon lishma? Because if, as long as you're meyid on the shita achas that needs lishma, the rest is not important. So you only have to be meyid the farei nechtav on the part that needs lishma, but not that you're meyid on the lishma. He's trying to work the words into Rava as well, that you only have to be, as long as you wrote, you saw that was written, Shita Achas, that we know is the Lishma, that's all you need to talk about for Lashla Chufe. That's one way. Or, Inami Rav Elazar holds like Rabba. We don't know that Rav Elazar, we all like Rabba and Rabashi. But he holds like Rabba. But we still have to get to Rabashi, and we have to get to the next Gemara with the Sofer. But meanwhile, the Ramban is addressing a couple of the kashas that we saw so far. How could Rav Achi work with Rava? So first he wants to go to the house that according to Rava, you have to be made on a issue of Lishma, because that's a chesed and Eidus Gemura. And otherwise it's Mishan Nadeya, and it might even be Asa Lechufe. Now he falls away from that, but he says, you have to be made on a ksiva. That's the issue. And that's why you have to do the whole get. And then Rav Elazar's lashon lishma, you could say one of two things. Either he holds like Rava, but we don't hold like Rava, or he means he only made on the part that needs lishma. I want to mention one more interesting possibility in this inyan, and that's going back even to Tosus Daf Gimel also. It seems to me from the Beis Yosef, I don't know if you saw it, Chorer the Beis Yosef, it sounds to me a step beyond what the Ramban said initially. What did the Ramban say initially? That the takana of Asi L'chufe was a takana that you have to be made on lishma, so long as you need lishma, right? If you need lishma, then even though you're not choshesh that it's to lishma, but the edus has to be an edus gemura to be made on whatever needs to be lishma. From the Beis Yosef, it sounds like b'chara, even if there would be no din of lishma, it would still be halacha to be made anyway for the heker itself. Take a look with me at the Beis Yosef. Let's find it. Let's see. Oh, do I have it? Yeah. Let's see. So where is it? I don't see it. Maybe I don't have it. Someone have the Beis Yosef that I gave? Someone want to read it? The Kozer Dafka B'Ksiva Saget? Well, he has the same kasha as the Ramban. I'm sorry, the Yeshu Daktik, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're correct. The Yeshu Daktik. So read it for everybody. Go ahead. Okay, so this is the kasha that the Rabbi asked and the Ramban was asking, right? This same kasha that we're dealing with right now. Go on. Good. Keep going.
So Perish Rashi, also that the game started to Amal, the Yuminu, the Edakar. The customer toast was, him told my keep on the inside of Lomar Paranetta of Ella Bishum Ekutai, a mad fossil bridge per bay, the Paranetta of Katio Akron, stay the Katio Risho.
Good.
The Shomar, the Katio Risho, the Yipo Shema Yisra Isha, that man, she will Ikra Gak, Min Carmilsa, but also that Kufa, I'll come to Shona. The in Kane, Anu Namar, Gamkin, the Jiru Shitsar, Shira Shikose, Bushma, Min Karmilsa, they didn't get Lechud, the low Asi of the Kiyume Shah Shara to eat Achad.
Okay. That it?
Seems himself.
Okay, so what do you see? What do you, Chayra, in what I see in Beis Yosef is, what he doesn't say, okay, is what the Rabban initially says, that the hacker is only going to be a hacker, it's only going to be a complying with the takana if you're made on an Abis Gemura, because in fact you need a Ksiva Lishma. And therefore you have to be made Fanei Nechtav on all those things that need Lishma. Even though we wouldn't have mitaken the Fanei Nechtav for the sake of establishing Lishma, we're not Choshesh according to Rava. So as long as there's no basis to mitaken based on the other consideration of Kiyum, so we're not going to mitaken for the sake of Lishma. But once we are mitaken to save Fanei Nechtav, the takana of Mishnah Silchufe was to be made on all those things that need Lishma. And therefore, if you're missing in the Aegis of Lishma, you're not complying with the takana, and for all you know, it's also Asila Chufe as well, because it goes together. What I think I hear in the Beis Yosef, and maybe you can look more carefully again, is that even were we not to have a din of Lishma, just the fact that the takana was Chufe was to be made on Lishma anyway. Even if Lishma is not inherent as halacha in the get, but there's still a takana to be made on Lishma. It would be for the sake of Lashil Chufay, the mitakin, a new thing, that you have to be made on Lishma. Because the fact that the person is, it's written for the sake of the woman and for the sake of the man, that gufa creates the Lashil Chufay. Now, the Lishma could be a new halacha. For the sake of Asr al-Khufay, they could have required that the get be written Lishma. That becomes part of the takkan of Asr al-Khufay, even if there were no din of Lishma, the etzem on the get. That's what I was led to believe from reading the Beis Yosef, but I don't have it in front of me again, so we'll leave it maybe to be verifiable for Nes Hashem for tomorrow. But I got the sense from the Beis Yosef that it wouldn't even have to be based on the fact that there is a din of Lishma. Okay, let's do the focus on Kan Komis and Kan Megilta for a few minutes. This is a new chiddush, right? This is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi takes it beyond everything we said before. Rav Ashi requires that the entire get be seen and testified by the shliach that he saw the ksiva. Then we had Rav Ashi says you don't. He didn't tell you how much you need, and Rav Elazar specifically says shita achas. Lishma, and that's the question of how to read the Lishma in here, whether he holds like Rabba or it just means that which normally needs Lishma is what you need, and the Machokis Rashi tells us on that. And then Rav Ashi goes beyond. Rav Ashi says, Kan Kumas HaKan Megilta, so the Tupshatim of Rashi, either Tikkun HaKumas HaKlaf, and he heard that Lishma, and that would be enough. The Stam of the Pshat is that you can assume it was written Lishma afterwards. And then another chidush, another pshat, which is a chidush that he just even heard the sound of the writing. Now Tosis makes a comment without much elaboration. Kan komisa lo dami lesuma the pasul lahavi get the perik shen. We know from the Mishnah second perik that suma is pasul lahavi as a get. So Tosis says this is not a problem. It's not a kasha. Even though Summa is Pasul of Isaget, what's bothering Tosfos Zuchara? Why is he Pasul? Pasul Pshat is Pasul because he can't say the Fanei Nechtav, right? But why can't he? He could testify Big Fanei Nechtav via having heard, right? So via what? He heard, so let's see which Pshat. Either the Pshat, he heard the Tikkun HaKumus, right? Or Rashi's second Pshat, he heard the sounding of the Kol HaYiriya, Kan. So if you can testify b'fanai based on what you heard, why is the Summa pasul? That's Tosu's question, and he says lo dami. So what's the lo dami based on? What's the pshat in Tosu's? Why is it not possible for a Summa to test to bring a get? He could say b'fanai because kan komisa also works. That's Tosu's kasha. So the Maran has a little bit more to say because what Tosu's is saying. He quotes here a couple of things, and of course, the Rush, let's see Pshat and Tosfos. Not the Maran. Lo dami lesuma. Everyone see the Maran? Rav Shulamad in the first little Kaman, Perik Beis, the Gemara explains why is the Summa Pasul? What's the kasha? A yachal is smart. Kol kana kolisa. So Tosfos Yeshu Chalik. What's the Yeshu Chalik? Zot the Maran number one. One pshat. Mishum the Yeshu Chalik the shiny pikeach the ro'oi liros mamish. So what does the Maran mean? A pikeach ro'oi liros. He could see it, and then he could also have the declaration of Fanei Nechtav befitting based on the hearing. But it's really lyrics. So you have to be at least shaykh to be able to see it. What kind of spur is that? Hard to know exactly. What do you mean Roy Labila has to be potentially conceived. Like, what's the bar exactly? The Ram doesn't explain much. What's exactly the Nekuda here? The Kech is Roy Liros. So because Suma is not Roy Liros, so he's excluded. What does this mean? We know there's halacha b'ray l'bila, and certain halachas in Shas has to be ro'i for the potential of that in the face for the nachos. It has to be ro'i to be able to mix, even if you didn't mix it, other nyanin by the kurim, ro'i l'bila. But what is this halacha? It's a takan d'rabanan that the shiach z'ifan nechtav, and this works, by hearing it, it works. So what does it mean, ro'i liros? What is this first pshat, ro'i liros? Not clear. Now he brings from the Rush, we soon see the Rush inside. The Gabi Summa Mechzi Kishik Rashom Pani Nechtav, the Akar Chacham Rishad Bitkin Rabbana. So the Rush says that you have to use the Rush in the Chacham Metake. The Rush was Bifana Nechtav. So that Rushon can only fit for someone who can see. You can say Bifana Nechtav, and that can be defined in terms of having heard. That's okay, but the Lashon still has to be the Lashon of the Takana b'fanei nechtav. Since the Summa is not possibly kept b'fanei nechtav in a literal way, so therefore he can't say any other Lashon because the Lashon was niskan to say b'fanei nechtav. Let's take a look in the Rush inside. Simon Gimel, right? So a couple of things we should see in the Rush. Let's see the whole Simon. Rabba Babachana Aisi Gita, the Pagal Ichtav Kamei, right? Simon Gimel on the Rush, Pagal Ichtav Kamei, us coming Rabbi Lazar, Afil Bokas Shivachas Kishmas Vinasad. Pirisha Lo Yada Shita Rishonad, Mistamasimu Lishma, that's like Tosis. Rabashi Ama Afil, Shama Kokumasar, Kan Gushima Kamigilta, Pirish Rashi, the first one. Tikan Akumas that crafts a Tiknu Lishma, Kishachokumoso, Machikimoso, Meloshi, it's her. Suck the Rush, watch Pshad here. You don't have to do those hachanas lishma. The dafka ksiva chsima who the beinu lishma. The lo machshira, not the things that are getting ready for the ksiva. That doesn't need lishma. El shama kishet tiknu akumas daqaf shamru kidei lichto boget lishma. Knows he heard them saying b'shas the tikkun that they're going to write lishma. Mistama came us. The stomach they followed up. So this is the first pshat of Rashi that we said that it's based on the stomach simu lishma, the stomach kasmu lishma. Adds the Rush. Behu shera hakraf achas to tiknuhu ba'achas shenichtav makiro betfius ayin. He had to have taken a glance at the kraf beforehand, and then when later on after it was written, he was able to recognize that it was the same kraf. Hilkach ben. Zak the Rush. This could be now the answer for Summa. The Rush goes now with the first pshat of Rashi, and the Rush adds a condition. When is it okay to be made on Kan Kumasa that they saw the tikkun, they heard the tikkun being done in the Shema? It's only if you also saw the klaf. Because otherwise, how do you know that the klaf that was again was written on was the same klaf that they were preparing? Maybe it was a different klaf. Maybe the klaf they bring that was the Shema, but not what was written. What has later on is a different klaf. The answer is you have to have a tzvias ayin to recognize the klaf, says the Rush. Oh, that's why you can't use a summa. Hilkach ema hachshe summa aide kan kumis of a kan megilta. This is a new pshat, right? This is a chara, a new var. Tosis didn't say a word about seeing tzvias ayin, whatever. Tosis didn't explain himself. The Rush says you can't be machshe summa because even though you're relying on your shmiya, but you also had to have an element of ve'iyah because you have to see the klaf. Otherwise, maybe it's a different klaf. That's one shot why it's not the summa can't be made based on tankum, because you needed ri'iyah as well. Ava at Tosus kus. Tosus says, she'en ha'ach she'sumai di tankum esam b'shum the nearest shakran im yomer b'fanei nechtam. If you're going to say the funny nechtam, the im yomer shamati tankum esam. So it's a shakran im yomer b'fanei nechtam. Why? Because you can't really see it, right? In Yomar, so you can't say Fanei Nechtam, it's not right. Literally, it's a sheker. The Fanei Nechtam, you saw it. Elamai, he should change the Lashon. What should he say? In Yomar, Shamati Kan Komisa, Eino Moel. The Be'inan, She Yomar, Be Lashon, She Tiknu Chacham, Ki Depish Yisrael. The Yadano, Eino Moel, the Rava. We saw before, Yadano doesn't work. Dati. No, Yadati. Yadano means many shluchim. You have to say the Lashon in Fanei Nechtam. So the Rush is saying that if it's nearer to Shakran, if you say Fanei Nechtam, it's interesting. For a Shliach who can see, who say the Fanei Nechtam, but he only heard the Kan Komisa, that's not nearer to Shakran. Right? What's the difference? Someone has, I see a hand. Go ahead, sure, tell me. I see a hand. Go, go, go. Chevra, go.
I don't know about the difference, but I was trying to understand the Maharam. Isn't it similar to what we said at the beginning by the case of Elaine, that I think Daniel verse 27, the Mishmael answer for the Ramah, that an Elaine can't be missed out as Avis because he doesn't have the ability to testify, whereas a regular person, we're able to accept his missed out Avis because he's able to testify. Is that not the same thing?
So the Elaine issue, remember the Elaine issue was because when you need key, and the Rush was saying, the Tosa Rush was talking about, yeah? The Elaine issue was an Eidos Gemura, you can't do Mitoch HaKsav because it's Diksava. That was a different point.
Right, I'm saying there's some contradiction in the Rabbah, and we brought Beit Shmuel to answer the contradiction that the reason why a normal person we accept their ksavim is because they have the ability to actually testify regularly, and therefore we accept their ksavim. But by an Elaine who doesn't have the ability to regularly testify, then we're not going to accept his ksavim. So his ksav. So maybe that's what
the... An Elaine, because an Elaine couldn't be made in the past, so he can't be made mitoch ksav either. That's what you're saying.
Right, so maybe that's what the Maharam is getting at here, is that... the person who's able to testify about the sound is okay because he has the ability to actually see it himself and testify that he saw. By the summa, he doesn't even have the ability to see it in the beginning.
So where do we see, who mentioned that Elaine cannot be made mitoch haksav because it can't be made in pen? Where do we see that?
I think we saw that in Beit Shmuel.
Okay, so maybe the Maram is out there as that, okay? Okay, so we'll have to see. Maybe we'll flesh this out more tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But okay, I hear. We'll come back. But meanwhile, the Rush is saying a number of new things, right? The Rush is saying, number one, that you have to see the Tfiyas Ayin of the Ksklaf. That could be one reason why Summa is no good. Now he's bringing in what the Maram is alluding to, that it's a problem of nearest Shakran if he says Bifanai. And he can't say Shamati because that's not the Nusach of the Chacham. I'm only pointing out something interesting. Because if you didn't see that, if you hold that, you don't need to see the klaf, let's say. We're not choshes that they switched the klaf. So all you really have to go on is that you heard the preparation that they were saying that it's going to be lishma, right? The kan komisa, kan begilta. And you use the words b'fanei nechtav, right? Why doesn't that also have the element of nira kishakran? Why only by yasuma is nira kishakran? The Lamaisa, the Fanei Nechtav literally means you saw the Ksiva and all you really did was hear the Ksiva. So that I'm wondering why Nira Kishakran is only a problem for a Summa. That's what I'm wondering in the Rush. Right? And he says, you need the Takana to be the Fana, Yadana in the Moel, the Rava. Let's just continue just again, just on the surface. I mean, Deveim Lamadnu, She'en Ebsar She'ir Akraf Yakiveim. In other words, whereas initially the Rush was saying that you had to have seen the klaf, And that was why he excluded Suma, because he can't recognize the klaf, he couldn't have seen the klaf. Now he's saying from Tosus, again, I don't know if it's Mamishar Tosus or not, because he brings more. Tosus doesn't say much, but the Rush says that according to Tosus, it has to do with Nirakishakra. And meanwhile, you see that that's the reason that a Suma can't be a Shliach. Not because of the fact that he had to have seen the klaf. You see from them, she'edot tzach she'ira klaf yakev ki mistaba kevin she'amu lechdov b'shah she'tiknu haklaf l'shma kein asu. If they said at the time they bring the klaf, they're going to write l'shma, the mistaba they did it, mali b'klaf se'am mali klaf achar, whatever it was, they did it l'shma. Continues the Rush. Mi'u, im shama she'amu lechdov get l'shma. Let's say they heard the Shliach heard them say, we're going to write a get l'shma. V'lo shama kan kumaso kan megilta. In other words, why do you need that it has to be an act of hachana? Let's say you just overheard a conversation, and then there was a get written, and why don't you say that mistama was hachana for the ksivas haget? So why do you have to use the fact that there was a preparation specifically with the klaf, with the quill? It says, no, lo mahani, the shema lo kasu miyad. So therefore, the Rush says, you can't use stomach a conversation as a basis for your edus. You need mamish da'achana, which was mamish right done right before the ksiva itself. This is all within the pshat of kan kumasa, meaning the tikkun. Then he brings the other pshat without comment. Od pirish Rashi, kan kumasa, sheshama havaras ha kumasa lakaf, shemashmiya kan kan b'shas ksiva. Okay, so we have to come back a little bit more to this inyan of Suma versus Kankumasa, see a little bit more of this inyan, and whatever I gave you, some other mamakomas, try to mask in this hopefully tomorrow, in terms of, and then the next piece of Gemara relating to this inyan also. Okay, any questions, Hedra? Questions? Yes, please. Aaron, who's that? Yeah.
Fundamental
that
you're
sitting
for a person who's not a
suwa,
it's not
near shakram, because you're not going to look at it and think, like, how did you have that is? You wouldn't have that same thought. So, Yosef, you're right, except that lemaisa, the words are not emes. In other words, you know, you're saying it, they're saying you can take the words not literally, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
You can take farinechta, but not little. But here, so why don't we take it that way by a suma? Because it looks more startling. I mean, when you hear it, why would it? Maybe to the contrary, it's more reason not to take it literally by a summa, because you know he couldn't have seen it physically with his eyes. So, yeah, for sure, as long as the words can allow themselves to be interpreted that I saw it, meaning I heard it, I'm aware of it. So why is it a more of a nirkis shakram by a summa than by a regular person? That's what I'm wondering. Why is it near Kishanah?
Wouldn't if when the shift is made, the fana, you don't know. He says the fana shamati kan kamusa. So like, if he doesn't, if he just
no. Fana, so that Rashi is saying you can't get away with saying the word shamati. Just like the dati doesn't work, shamati doesn't work.
Right. So then, why would it be mentioning kashikra, mentioning the shakran, if I came along and I said the fana, so no one knows that I'm saying the fana, I'll keep my shmiya.
You mean people don't know? People don't know. But is Nafsik Hashikra only about how people will interpret it? Or is it that, you know, Nafsik Hashikra, you're saying Nafsik Hashikra sounds like it's a concern of how it's perceived, you're saying. So even though Lamaisa, the words themselves can, don't amount to Sheker in terms of saying Vanechtav and only was a Shemiya. But in terms of how people will perceive it, it will be nafsik hashikra, you're saying. But the same way that it's not real sheker, because we can take the words to mean I know about it, even if I use the word farinichtav, it can be via shmiya. So the same way it's not sheker mitzidi, forget about other people. So why is it nafsik hashikra? Why can't people also recognize that the words can lend themselves to be referring to the shmiya?
I mean, I would imagine that the stomach and also in some of the funa is everyone assumed that it's that they saw it, but if they obviously.
So it comes out people are being misled. In other words, you're saying a maisa, people will think since you could see it, people will assume that you saw it, but really your takana is being fulfilled through something other than that. That's not strange. That's not strange to you. In other words, it's not really relevant how you know it. So that people would think it was this way, and you say it one way, and you know what it really means, and people can assume it was one way and it was really a different way. Right. And that's fine. But for a summa, suddenly it's going to be like people are going to suddenly think it means what it sounds like, and that's an issue. And here the people think it means this, and it doesn't really matter that people think it was that you saw the ksiba. Elamai, people know that the words can also be lending themselves to a more looser definition. So then why couldn't it be that way by a summa that it could be a looser definition? Like, why is it? Why is it a mechzik hashikra? At the end of the day, people know that you can say panim yechtav and you can mean that I heard it. I don't hear so well the svara. Not sure exactly why is such a mechzik hashikra. The same way by you, it's okay to hear it and say panim yechtav. So it could have been otherwise. It could have been the panim yechtav literally. But it's not sheker, right? Even if you didn't see it, it's not sheker. It's not sheker for you, so why is the mechzik hashikra by a summa? I hear me trying to do it, I just don't hear it so well. Anyone else? Yeah.
I think that's
a that's it?
Yeah, that's a
cut. Rabbi Osei, have a wonderful day. Regards, Shalom, I have regards for...